Ah, we are back at Chickie's Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a beautiful summer Friday, a little hot, from the cool Chickie's on Packer Avenue. Ike Reese, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good, brother Spike. What's happening with you? It is Friday. Shout out to everybody that's headed down to the shore. My goodness, it's bumper-to-bumper traffic headed over in Jersey. Jackie Baseball, nothing bad happened last night. That's a good thing, but we got a big series up in the Bronx this weekend. Holla at your boy.
How long are the combined home runs by Aaron Judge going to be tonight off Taiwan Walker?
Oh, dude.
700 feet?
Yeah, when I looked to see what the pitching matchup was tonight, I'm like, oh, no.
Taiwan starting a series off in New York?
Judge is going to hit the ball so far, it's going to count for two runs. Like, that's how far he's going to hit it.
Yeah, the good part is he only hits home runs when they're up or down by a lot. So,
you're on that.
Yeah,
you're
on that. Okay. Been on it.
All
yep.
right. Okay.
Jordan can't go left and Judge doesn't hit big home runs.
Okay. Big show today. Big show today. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3 for another camp report. No practice today, but something even more important to go over with Elliot. That
no
is a potential.
I already got a day off.
Well, we have, you know what we have to talk
back
to
in Ike's day.
Elliot about is the potential dome, which we learned about yesterday. What's his name? Tornado Shapiro joins us at 3:30. We see if Ike holds on to the belt at 4:30.
Ooh, yes.
It's a big show. And a potential new pandemic. I will tell you about it at 2:30. Bad news for everyone. It's coming at 2:30.
Great.
Okay.
But I start the show off with a, you know, normally on the WIP afternoon show, we have a topic that we debate. You know, the listeners are on different sides. But today, I believe, and I'll find out in a second, that we are all on this side. And we want the support of the audience because this is a movement today. This is about us. It's about the WIP Afternoon Show listeners. And today's show is a message from Mr. Middleton, John Middleton, managing partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. It is time, with 1 week to go till the trade deadline, to go for it. It's time to make a big trade. That trophy that you said you wanted to bring back to Philadelphia, it's time to go and try and get it. If you want to be one of the premier franchises in baseball, every single year is a go-for-it year. Every single trade deadline is an opportunity to put space between you and the other teams that are trying to win the World Series. And in baseball right now, because so many teams make the playoffs and there seems to be so much parity, you can make a real difference putting space between you and the other teams in the National League. I am sick and tired of seeing the Yankees go get pieces that they need. They just traded for a third baseman today.
Yep.
Every single trade deadline. I am sick of the Los Angeles Dodgers not only getting every free agent, but making moves that make a difference at every trade deadline. I don't want to see the Dodgers do it, and the Yankees do it, and the Mets do it, and everyone go out there and try to win the World Series at the trade deadline while we sit back and talk about the next 7 or 8 years. The window for great teams is every year. For great teams and great organizations, you take prospects, and some of them come up to the big leagues. But what you use them for is to get players that are already good that can help you win now. John Middleton, I want you to have faith in your baseball people that if you trade a prospect or two for a good player right now, they're going to replace them in the draft and then replace them again and replace them again and replace them again. I want the Phillies to be a big boy team. I want the Phillies to look around at this team and see a bunch of guys in their 30s, at the very end of their primes, playing good baseball right there. They are right there, Ike Reese, with a starting staff that is as good as any starting staff in baseball. So today, I want the Phillies to grow up. I want John Middleton to tell Dombrowski to go get someone, maybe two guys, at the deadline. I want you guys, and I want the listeners of the WIP Afternoon Show at 215-592-9494 to tell John Middleton that we approve. We approve.
Yeah.
We approve.
We approve. Yes.
You're on this side?
Yes.
Go do it.
Jump in there?
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
Listen, you were cooking.
Yeah. Sorry.
A little Kobe possession out of Ike right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Sorry.
Take the ball, you know.
Yeah.
Two-man offense.
Yeah, don't wait for it like Embiid. Don't say the ball didn't find me. Take the ball.
All right, my bad.
Yeah.
So, it's not a lot that I can add to what you said because I feel wholeheartedly the same way that you do. I just look at where this team is at right now. I think about the guys that have helped resurrect baseball in this town. Bryce Harper, Zach Wheeler, Cal Schwarber, JT Realmuto. These guys have been here. Aaron Nola. These guys have been here to help bring baseball back alive in this town. And if this run of this core is closer to the end, then why not give them a legitimate chance to try to go out and win this thing, right? I'm not saying at the end of the year you got to re-sign everybody to keep the core together. I get it. But don't let it die on the vine. Don't let it just peter out with you thinking about the future. Because we as fans, as much as we value your ability to maneuver and operate with the future in mind, because you want to make sure you keep a competitive team there, we also want to win right now.
Yes.
We want to win right now. And if we're trusting that you have the ability as a smart organization, as a well-run baseball organization, in the present, have the ability to replenish the talent, then that's what you need to do, and do also what needs to be done to go win right now. To go win right now, to give you the best chance. The National League, despite what we may have felt about the Dodgers early, they aren't head and shoulders above anybody in the National League. And with the pitching that we have, you know that keeps you in any series. That keeps you in any game. So go out and add the pieces that we need so that we can have another run like we did in 2022. Come on, man. I remember that. I still have dreams about that.
Give us another one. Give us another
yes.
one. And you know, you said the players that you mentioned, they deserve the best shot
yes.
possible too. JT Realmuto, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, they deserve a chance to win a World Series as well. 215-592-9494. Today, we want you to tell Mr. Middleton that it's okay to go for it. In fact, we demand it. Now, Jackie Baseball,
yes.
you've been known around the halls at WIP as a bit of a prospect hugger.
Proudly.
Do you want to tell Mr. Middleton to go for it?
I want him to slam them on the table.
Yes.
And let them know.
Couple of steel ones.
And I don't want another half-assed deadline. Like, you only have these kind of moments so often. And I think they're so worried, and you even heard him talk over the weekend, last weekend, about keeping the window open. You can't trade every prospect, and we also are going to be playing baseball 5 to 10 years from now. And that kind of mindset might be stripping what is the third best run in franchise history from glory. Like, I think this actually does go above Dombrowski. Like, Dombrowski really just does what the owner tells him to do.
Sure.
Yeah.
And in Boston, it was win a World Series at all costs. And that's why he traded Yoan Moncada and Michael Kopech for Chris Sale. Like, that's why he signed J.D. Martinez. That's why he traded for Craig Kimbrel. Like, these kind of moves to say it's go time, and we just haven't gotten that. The Phillies have gotten back to being a very good baseball team. They're a good baseball team. But they're just these guys who have brought us so much joy. I know that there are moments of frustration, but the Harpers and the Schwarbers and the Wheelers, these guys deserve to be remembered as all-time Phillies. Like, that is what they deserve to be remembered as. We talk about Victorino, Worth, Utley, Howard, Romp. We know those guys off the top of our head. And I don't want these guys' legacies to not be where I believe they should be. Because they should be in that class. They should be talked about with Wheeler should be in the Hamels conversation, the Halliday yeah. conversation. Even on the field, he is.
Yeah.
But he's held back by that one thing. And I just, to not give them every opportunity to go and get it done at least once is robbing them and stripping them of what they should be doing.
215-592-9494. Today's show is a message to the Phillies organization. We love you. Go for it. Today's show is a message to owner John Middleton. We love you. We love that you made the Phillies relevant again. Now make them champions. Put them on the table, like Jack said. Tell Dombrowski to go get it done. Go get us a serious arm. Go get us a bat. And go put some room between you guys and the rest of the National League.
And guess what? If it ends, if you go do that, and you do that, and it ends in not October glory, there's not going to be this. I don't think there's
going
to be.
We're not holding it against you.
There's not going to be second guessing. Like,
no.
There's not going to be like Dombrowski's job probably won't be on the line. Like there's not going to be this. I just don't want to look back at the end of the year if they do a half-assed deadline and say what it could have been.
Yeah. Listen, Ruben doesn't get, I don't believe he does, in the time, in the moment, he caught a lot of flack, and I know that was us being in a moment, but how he's been remembered for his moves during that period, nobody faults Ruben Amaro Jr.
Dude, it was like Howie season except
yeah.
with Rube. It was
he
like
went out
Rube
there and got
do?
Every player that they needed at the trade deadline, and the players, for whatever reason, it didn't work itself out. But the GM did his part.
Well, dude, you look back and you're like, we got Cliff Lee, we got Roy Halladay, we got Roy Oswalt, we got Hunter Pence.
Yeah.
Like, that, I mean, that was an incredible. And you know what? They paid for it at
Matt
the end.
Stairs, like, yeah.
But you know what? I hope this organization.
That was Gillick.
I hope this organization is better set to handle that kind, to not fall into the depths that they fell. You know, but the reason they fell into those depths wasn't just because they made trades.
No.
And because they signed guys. It's because their farm system.
Well, and by the way, the guy they held on to bridge the gap was Don Brown.
Oh,
right.
God.
I mean,
we could have fought him for that, but yeah.
Well, but even like they tried to do it. They tried to do it.
And
said, this is going to be our bridge guy. This is going to be the face after Howard, Utley, and Rollins. And they slowed down, and it was Don Brown. Like, you just, I love the prospects. I love these guys. But you just don't know.
215-592-9494. Send a message to the Phillies today that you want them to go all in. We do have a next question today. We have one more four-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles training camp public practice Sunday, August 10th, 6 o'clock at the Link. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. It is National Wine and Cheese Day. So for next question today, we want you to whine about something. What is one thing you'd like to whine about? Jack, would you like to start?
A lot that I want to whine about.
Yep.
Per usual.
Throw something out there.
Yeah. So this is strictly like for me, I guess. And I was actually ranting to Spike about it this morning when we talked on the phone call. Like sometimes artists just got to remember who they are. And like when these musicians come out with albums that aren't who they are, it ruins the day. Like Tyler Childers, who no one cares about, he keeps putting out horrible albums. Get back to who you are, which is a acoustic playing, guitar singing, beautiful Americana type style, and stop doing big band country.
Wow.
Hey, it drives me nuts.
There you go.
This guy wrote some of the best love songs of all time. He's cooked.
Ike, you want to whine about anything?
Yeah, what can I whine about?
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I whine about traffic every day.
Yeah, I
pretty much whine about traffic every day.
You just want to whine about traffic?
Yeah, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of the left lane if you're not going to drive.
There it is.
I mean, if you want to look around at the sights, get over to the far right. Get out of the left-hand lane. Maybe even dibble and dabble in the middle lane if you choose to. But definitely get the hell out of the left-hand
lane. There it is. Ike Reese demanding everyone go to the far right.
That almost went over my head.
Yeah, we're landing early.
So actually, for my wine, it is actually traffic related as
well. Of course. Well, here comes the Commodore Barry.
If I hadn't thought about that before, never even said that.
Yeah, no Commodore Barry today, even though I did have to go over it 2 days ago, and it is still a disaster, and 322 after the bridge is still a disaster as well. But get off my ass. That is the wine. People that drive too close behind me on the highway drive me crazy. Look, if there's somebody directly in front of me, there's nowhere I can go.
That's fair.
And driving 3.5 feet behind me as we're going 70 miles an hour is not a recipe for anything. Back up, I'm working on it.
Okay.
That is my wine.
All right, now that's not me that's behind you, but if you are in that lane and there's nobody in front of you.
If there's nobody in front of you.
Nobody in front of you, yes, either speed up or get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Okay.
All right, 215-592-9494. Today is the day to send a message to the Phillies. Tell Mr. Middleton, go all in. And for next question today, you can whine about something. Steve in Bridgeton, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hi, Spiker Fritz. What's up, guys?
What's up, Steve?
So, Fritz, I'm behind you, and so is the rest of the YouTube people for beating Mr. Joe to camera.
There you go. Thank you. Welcome to the show rather than YouTube.
All right. Mr. Middleton and Dombrowski, they need to go all in. Prospects are suspects in my eyes.
There it is.
This this is what I think I spoke to Fritz about this before. I would trade Painter only if we got Ketel Marte back in return, but I know that's probably not going to happen.
I would die. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that would be quite
look,
a... Yeah, yeah.
Look, like I said, prospects are suspects. I think Painter's expendable after we draft.
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, if you can get Ketel Marte for Andrew Painter in a millisecond.
That's what I would do. I would do that in a heartbeat. But Suarez now could be available, but I don't like moving Bryce back out into the outfield. That's more like that's like an off-season type of move.
Nah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
No.
If it comes down to it, he'll be all right.
To be honest with you, I think it's more of a mid-season kind of move because it's not something he's going to do for the rest of his career. It could be something he does for 50 games. Like, that's why I'm okay with it in the middle of the season.
Then for the bullpen, I kind of wanted the combo Kwan and Class A, but Class A I'm out of. He's overworked the last few years. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Duran from the Twins. That's who I really, really want. He could close out. Imagine him coming
So they're not going to get Suarez and Duran. If you can get one, who would you rather have?
I'd rather have Duran, but if you want a bat, you can go call Baltimore for Ramon Laureano. He's killing it right now.
Mm-hmm. Hit a home run yesterday.
Two of them actually, wasn't it?
No, Kwan hit two.
But that was Kwan.
Hey, Steve, do you have something for next question today? Do you have something to whine about?
I just hate people that get in my way that don't know how to drive.
Oh, this is going to be everybody's going to be the same on that one. Thank you, Steve.
You. Yeah. I think that's an issue for a lot. Now, listen, the other day I saw you tweet out something about walking across the street.
Oh, yeah, that reached a weird part of Twitter.
It did. Yeah. It did. I said, look, I'm a walker. You know I'm a walker.
Yeah, of course.
And you're an ableist.
What's that? Yeah, somebody told me it was an ableist, whatever that is. All I said was, when I'm walking across, I like when people stop at a crosswalk. Mm-hmm. So when they do, I give them a wave and give them that fake hustle. You know, where it looks like I'm trying to go across the street quicker than I am.
Yeah.
To me, it's a matter of respect. I appreciate you stopping. For you, I'm going to act like I'm going faster to do it. You know?
I agree.
I think it's just common courtesy is all it is.
Oh, yeah. I don't like the person who actually slows up when they're walking through the
wall. Now, unless the car is being aggressive, then I will slow up.
If the car is being aggressive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I do when they don't stop at the crosswalk?
Like sometimes when I walk with the study and walk in the stroller and they come a little hot to the stop sign.
Yeah, that's tough. That's
start getting the dad, you know, testosterone starts flowing.
I feel you. Yes.
So my move.
There's no older there, big fella.
There's no T. Don't you worry. There's no T.
There's a move I make when somebody doesn't stop at a crosswalk and I'm waiting. I do this. Put my arms up and I point to the crosswalk. Hey!
Dude, I would run you over.
Oh, I'm going to get shot.
So fast.
I'm going to get shot. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind the way that I act out there. I'm just asking for it. I just, you know, people are there looking at their phone as they're driving across the crosswalk.
Sometimes you got to send a tweet out.
Yep. Every once in a while, you just got to tweet. All right. Today's show is a message to Mr. John Middleton and Dave Dombrowski.
Do it.
Give them permission to go for it. Grow up and go for it. You trade the prospects. We're going to be okay with it. We're going to be out of our minds excited.
5 years from now, even if you're on pace to lose 100 games, it'll be sold out every night.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. 215-592-9494. And for next question today on National Wine and Cheese Day, for those tickets to the Eagles public practice, just whine about something. By the way, happy birthday, Dan, who is celebrating his 30th birthday party here at Chickie's. I hear there's a big group out there. So I met Dan, and he's 30.
Yeah.
Beginning of the end.
Happy birthday to my mother-in-law, Jackie.
Happy birthday to your mother-in-law as well.
Yeah, she doesn't even listen to the show.
Yeah, well,
she's out in Detroit, but I figured I'd just say it.
Yeah.
Remember.
She's moving back in.
Remember, big parties, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's. You can book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and
Fritz.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time almost here. Book your party at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want the Eagles to build a dome with their new stadium? Yes or no? Now, the Eagles did sign.
How about hell no?
Yeah. The Eagles sent out an email to season ticket holders asking, you know, basically saying we might make improvements in the link. We could build a whole new one. Asked a bunch of questions. One being, would you like a dome or not? You're saying no.
Yeah.
What do you think the poll is at?
I would think the poll is at no. If it was hell no on there, they would select that.
Maybe I'll make that the no and or hell no. Or all right. Yeah.
What do you think the percentage is at?
I would say 75 or above.
72. There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
That's too low, by the way.
It actually is too low.
It's way too low. Yeah. There's a lot of movements we got to get on this show today.
No dome.
One, the Phillies.
Yep.
And no dome.
Yeah. I do have information about a new dangerous disease that the next pandemic could be starting right here in Philadelphia. We'll get to that in a moment. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
Hi, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Guys, let's start off with the topic here. I'm all in on making a big...
Tell Mr. Middleton.
I know. Mr. Middleton.
Okay. We, there you go. Okay,
the fan base deserves it. We pack that stadium night after night and pour our heart and soul into these games. We give you the best and have helped create the best atmosphere, home field atmosphere in all of Major League Baseball, if not all of sports. And that environment also helps you bring people in because they want to play here. They want that. So you know what? Support us. Show us you have our back and you're not taking us for granted. Go out there and give us what we deserve and have earned.
Bring that trophy back to Philadelphia like you wanted to.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, you had something on the morning guy?
I do. Okay. So, you know, I'm going to start with my wine because I may lose my mind. But my wine is to stop parking in front of people who park in front of grocery stores. Stop being lazy. Use your leg. Park in the regular parking spot like the rest of us. I know you think it's your world and you can do whatever you want, but you can't, okay? So
hold on. You mean like parking like right in front of the grocery store?
People do that, yeah, and run in.
Yeah, put their flashers on.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
The parking lot's right there.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Hold on. What if they need to go in and just grab something real quick?
No!
Grocery store.
No.
There's nothing quick.
No.
See, I stopped traffic in Westchester.
That's unbelievable.
Fritz, you need the exercise. You got to stay in shape.
So yeah, get some steps.
Hold on.
Buddy.
Me and Jordan Davis are both down 25.
You are not down 25.
Dude, I'm actually looking like a snack. No beer this week.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a good wine. It's a good wine.
Junk food snack. All right, but along the lines of whining, Joe DiCamera is the emperor of whining.
What was he whining about today?
He went out and acted like a small child on the golf course and lucked into a win. Then you got your ass handed to you in the baseball competition. And now the phantom injury is arose, and you want to puff out your chest and act like you're a tough guy. You, sir, are a joke. Your body looks like a bunch of mango pulp in a trash bag, all right? You will never be called an athlete. He wants to be called an athlete. You're not an athlete. Get ready because you're about to be swept up like trash by the big broom himself, Mr. Fritz. Your feeble, weak behind is about to be put into a receptacle, all right, and be taken down to your local trash station because you stink, all right?
Wow.
Put your diaper on and get ready because the real athlete, Mr. Fritz, is about to beat you like a drum. Hmm. Have a good weekend.
All right, Chris. Thank you, sir. So I did tell you guys. Oh, by the way, Jack, how did tennis go yesterday with Justin?
Didn't happen. They changed the courts that we were supposed to go to pickleball courts, which we didn't know before heading over there.
Okay.
Who booked this?
There was no booking. It was just saying Justin said I'd know some courts. I guess he hasn't been there in a long time because they're now pickleball courts.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Stupid. That stupid sport has taken over the world.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. It really has.
Yeah, so the once beautiful tennis courts where we went were
now
transitioned over.
Courts.
And they were full. They were full.
Yeah, people love pickleball.
People love pickleball. So it did not happen. But I'll get out there this weekend.
You guys couldn't find a tennis court somewhere?
I wanted to go home.
There it is.
Dude, it was like 7 o'clock.
This is who we hooked our trailer to.
Years, hooked our wagon
well,
to.
Well, I know. Yeah. I know. It's like everyone did these pump-up speeches for me. I'm like, we'll see.
So I mentioned, you know, we all went through COVID here.
Yes,
and
we did.
It was a horrible time. And I feel like there is
wasn't
a...
all that bad.
Well,
work was fun.
There was no traffic.
There was no traffic.
Yeah, that part was
parking great. Was free.
Yeah. But there is a much more dangerous disease that I believe has a chance of sweeping the nation. It is starting here in Philadelphia.
Do we need to alert someone?
Yeah, well, I'm alerting everyone right now.
I was gonna say that.
And I believe there are two people on the WIP morning show who are super spreaders of this disease.
Do they need to wear a mask?
That is, they need to mask up. They need to vaccinate. This is John Ritchie and James Seltzer. I want you to listen to this insanity from this morning, and then I'll tell you the disease that I believe it is indicative of. Ike, I don't think you are going to believe what you're going to hear from these lunatics. Go ahead, Buzz.
This offense with consistency in the passing game is the is an all-time. And
well, yeah,
that's
they didn't have what they're working to accomplish. They didn't have that.
I'm disgusted by the fact that
you can be disgusted by anything you want. John, you called yesterday on the air on WIP. You referred to Jalen Hurts' season last year as, quote, uneven.
Exactly.
It was your word yesterday. Okay, so let's not act like James. Let's not act like
the Buzz.
Let's
not act like the whole season. They have one of the best rushing attacks of all time.
I understand
that. Hold up. In the two most important games of the season, they scored more points than any team has ever scored in those two games.
I understand that, but there were also like 17 or 18 other games. I mean, I'm talking about a whole season.
But
and John called it uneven, and he was
right. Offense that was as prolific as any I've ever seen. That is,
you think they're better than the greatest show on turf? You think they're better than Kurt Warner and Marshall Falk and Isaac
Green?
Well, they weren't.
They weren't. I played against those guys. I played with those
guys. Guys, they won last year because their defense was number one.
Joe, I was.
Their offense wasn't.
I played against that offense. I watched from the sideline. I did the same things that they did in that offense. I'm telling you. That offense last year was
people
the most dominant thing anyone's ever seen.
That's not accurate. Part of the reason they had the top defense was because of that running game.
You guys are in such a revisionist world.
Listen, James, was their defense
for 2,000 yards and took the last game
James,
off, dude?
James
that
Seltzer.
Wasn't an all-time great running game?
James
I'm
Seltzer.
Asking you, hold up, real quick.
Yes.
You answer my question first. Was it an all-time great running game?
Yes.
Right. What do you want to do most on offense if you can do it? If you can just run the ball down team's throats, isn't that the point of football? Like, if you can just
James Seltzer, question for you, James. Because here's the deal. Now we're getting a whole different area than I thought we'd get into. But the revisionist history and people not keeping it real is stunning. James, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Just give me an answer. Which unit was better last year, the offense or defense?
Probably the defense. But again, I think they were a lot closer.
You're embarrassing Temple by saying probably. Of course the defense was better. They were one of the great defenses of all time. Of course, keep it real, man.
So, John Ritchie this
we're
morning.
We're going a little far. We're one of the great defenses of all time.
We're going even further by saying it was the most dominant offense we've ever seen.
John Ritchie said it was the most prolific offense he had ever seen and wouldn't say that the greatest show on turf was better. James Seltzer wouldn't even commit to the defense being better than the offense last year. The disease that is sweeping Philadelphia that I believe is highly contagious is Super Bowlitis. Mm. And what Super Bowlitis has done has made people forget what actually happened last year. They forget the entire regular season. They even forget the first two games of the playoffs. Last year's offense, John Ritchie, was not more prolific than any other offense in NFL history. They were seventh in scoring last year. James Seltzer, the difference between the offense and the defense last year was substantial. And if we want to start talking about the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, I suggest you go watch it again. Because what will amaze you about the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl is the defense, is the five turnovers they got against the Commanders and the multiple short fields given to the offense, is the defense that stopped Patrick Mahomes and turned the ball over and gave short fields to the offense. Was the offense good last year? Sure. Was it prolific? No. Was it close to the defense? No. This is dangerous. Because of this dangerous disease, I have people calling me and saying that Jalen Hurts is better at everything than Joe Burrow. It's crazy. I had somebody call yesterday and say, I'm not giving the Eagles enough credit for all of their offseason acquisitions. All they did was sign the minimum guys.
And Zach Bond.
It is crazy. And Super Bowlitis needs to be controlled. And I hate to say, Ike, that I think the only vaccine might be a loss to the Cowboys in week one.
What?
But everybody needs an effective medication against this disease.
We're not losing on Banner now.
Well, it's out of control.
Could be a good thing.
Did you hear what John Ritchie and James Seltzer said?
I did.
They are super spreaders, Ike.
Okay. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
All right.
Listen, we know the passing game was not prolific last year.
It wasn't. No.
So it's hard to even say as an entire offense, this is one of the best offenses or that was one of the best offenses ever.
Because it just wasn't.
It just wasn't.
No.
It wasn't. And I love Richie, and I also played against the greatest show on turf.
Exactly.
I played against the greatest show on turf. And there's other offenses that have been out there. The greatest show on turf at that time put fear in teams.
Okay, hold on.
They could beat you through the air and on the ground.
So there's them. There's the 07 Patriots.
Right.
There was the first year with Peyton and the Broncos.
Yeah, Peyton. There's a team in Indy. He had an offense in Indy one year where I think he had three receivers with 1,000 yards along with Edgerrin James that rushed for 1,000
yards. There were multiple teams last year that had better offenses than the Eagles.
The Bengals being one of them. But you had the Mahomes when he threw 50
touchdowns and 5,000 yards. No, it was a prolific running game.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, that's why I think the they got. See, what happened is James and Richie with the camera. They got caught in between the whole supporting the offense, and they think the camera
is too negative.
They
have Super Bowl-itis.
And this is where you guys, particularly you, Spike. But Jack as well, he just his voice doesn't get to be heard as much.
Right, yeah, third month.
It's where you guys get frustrated with the pro Eagle / Jalen fans when we just overlook or minimize the ineffectiveness of the passing game at times last year. It doesn't mean that they couldn't throw the ball at times and they didn't compliment the offense because we ran the ball so well. We understand that. But we also know that the passing game struggled at times last year. Like, it's okay to admit that.
Well, and now we're disrespecting the defense.
Yeah, it was the 29th ranked passing offense.
And now we're disrespecting the defense because of it.
Now we
can't just say, yes, the defense.
The defense was great last year.
Was great. Was better than the offense.
Yes.
It's fine to say. And I know we scored a ton of points, and the offense was good in the Commanders game and the Chiefs game.
Yep.
But watch those games again. That defense was dominant in those games.
Now, if you give me the offense we had two games, now you can start to make an argument.
If you're like that every game?
Yes, because now you're talking about 250 yards passing with 200 yards rushing.
Of course.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened last year.
Right, right.
But by the way, it's not even what happened against the Rams, and it's not what happened against the Packers.
Right. Now you're right, yeah.
Super Bowl-itis. That's the disease.
Well, or is it?
I'm the doctor.
Or is
I'm
it?
I'm in the lab.
Wow.
It's Super Bowl-itis.
Well, it's funny because the camera said the day before, Richie said it was an up-and-down season for
Jalen. And then he could.
That's the way to sort of describe it.
Yeah. He just wouldn't even commit to the greatest show on turf being better.
Yeah, I did.
And you want to say to Richie, did you watch it? But he was there.
He was there.
Yeah,
he was
on the offensive side.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at that Minnesota Vikings offense that Randall had.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Freaking Robert Smith was like a 1,400 yard rusher.
The Vikings offense that Dante Culpepper had. Like, there have been some amazing offenses in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, last year's Eagles team was not one of them. They were good enough. They were good. The passing game. But
see,
that's part of the offense.
I know,
yeah.
but the running game was so good.
Yes.
It wasn't ordinary.
Sure. Yes.
I don't want to minimize what they did running the football last
year. But I want to get away from this.
That was extraordinary.
But I do want to get away from this thing that the reason the passing game wasn't good was because the running game was so good. That's not true. They did not take advantage of that attention on the running game until the final two games of the year. A couple games.
Sure.
Yeah,
here and there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. 215-592-9494. I know today's a message for Mr. Middleton, but it's also a health warning to Philadelphia about Super Bowl.
Sound the alarm.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
That morning show getting a little feisty.
Yeah.
Well, at the end, which, you know, we cut out there, the camera said to Seltzer, you go on the afternoon show, you get beat around by Spike and Jackie.
He said that.
And I said, hell yeah, brother.
Yep.
We are aligned today, Joe DeCamera.
Yep.
I didn't even know he said that.
You know who else?
Leave that part out.
Well, because it was long.
It was
we
so
cut
long.
It down. Okay, it's all good.
You know who else is aligned? Everyone at Colonial Hyundai.
Yep.
Yep. The John Ashdell, the car czar, he's operating on both sides of the ball. The Colonial Hyundai Fest is an opportunity for you to go in there with the car that you have, leave with a brand new Hyundai, and your payment doesn't go up at all. I know you say that's impossible. Not a Colonial. Not with Colonial Hyundai Fest. They're going to give you an opportunity to save up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's 10 grand. That's going to help lower your payment. Your financing is going to be better at Colonial on any of those brand new Hyundais. 0%. As low as 0% on any of those new Hyundais. And by the way, there's over 300 of them on the lot. And not just there. They don't stop there. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. Only at Colonial. You're also going to get America's best warranty. Nothing to sneeze at. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24-7 at ColonialHyundai.com. The Colonial Hyundai Fest. The fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. 215-592-9494. Your opportunity to send a message to the Phillies. Tell them to go all in. Jason in Swedesboro. You're on WIP. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's going on? Listen, I know you're trying to bait me into talking about Jalen.
We would never.
Listen, I get it. Great radio. I'm not doing it today. I'm talking about the Phillies.
Okay. All right. I wasn't trying to bait you. That was more for me. Like, to be honest with you, Jason, that one was for me.
Okay. You know, I'll let you have them. I know throughout the offseason, the long offseason, you're going to have to give Jalen his, you know, little shot there and that.
It wasn't a shot at Jalen. To be honest with you, it wasn't a shot at Jalen. We're also... Now we're at the point...
Hypersensitive about...
Well, now we're at the point... We did it when Sweat and Milton Williams left and Darius Slay left. Mm-hmm. Like, that we were like, no big deal. Now we're, no big deal in the defense. I'm sorry. Go back and watch the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl and watch how that
defense played. Almost every single game.
But I mean, the games that we're talking about the offense in, the defense, I could argue, was as good, if not better, in those games than the offense was. Anyway, Jason, go ahead on the Phils.
I agree with you guys when it comes to the Phillies. Like, you got to go all in at this point. We've seen the core go through their trials and tribulations, and through every year it felt like he hasn't gone all in when it's been a point where we should be going all in. Like, our trade deadline acquisitions have just been bad, just not good. Like, Estevez is our best one, and he was a rental that couldn't even be a Bradlich-type saver, or even half of Bradlich. So it's just, like, it goes to show, like, if we're not going to make moves to go win the World Series, what was the point of getting this core together to begin with? We aren't going to see these prospects, except for Painter, within the next 5 years probably. Like, I don't know when they're going to decide to finally bring up Crawford or finally bring up Aiden Miller or finally bring up any of these guys, because the Phillies have done this forever where it seems like we get these great prospects and they want to just hold them and arbitrate them and all this so that they don't have to pay them for so long. That it gets annoying. You know, if you're not going to go all in, then what's the point of having these prospects? What's the point of not trading them? Like, I want to see my team go to the World Series, not just constantly make a playoff or have a good regular season. I want to see them hoist that trophy again. I want to have another parade.
It feels like the Phillies are very comfortable having a good baseball team again.
Yes.
And
knowing that anything can happen in the playoffs.
Yes. Exactly. And they like the idea that, hey, the ballpark's going to be full on a night-in-night-out base because we're good.
Because we're good, yeah.
But eventually, it's gonna start wearing thin.
And even a good team.
And I think that we've reached that point now. Like, the time is now with this team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing I got to whine about, this is kind of niche. You guys might not fully understand it. I'm a delivery driver. So I have to spend money to bring you your food. So I understand tipping culture. You know, it's at a crazy point. I think I deserve a dollar or two out of your pocket if you picked up the phone. You've got the, you know, the option to pick up.
Yeah, you got a tip delivery. I think that's
something I got to whine about, because yesterday I was getting yelled at because I asked if you wanted to leave a tip, and the guy was yelling at me, screaming that I was getting paid enough as it is. I make $1.50 per run if I don't get tipped. I make no money. And that's all, guys. You have a great night.
That's a good whine. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. I'll tip you.
Yeah.
Slow down, big fella. Yeah, you got to tip the delivery driver.
Driver, absolutely. Yes. I can understand the weird thing, like when you're at the airport and you ask for a bottle of water and they give you one and they turn around the screen and asking if you want to give 25%. Yeah. I get it. But the delivery driver, that's just how it works. You tip the delivery driver. 215-592-9494. Chuck from Mount Airy is going to send a message to Mr. Middleton. I know Chuck's going to bring it.
Hey, listen. I brought it yesterday, kind of. You know what I mean? But, I was waiting for this day. You know, because John Middleton, in the words of the great Howard Eskin, is a fraud. Okay?
Oh,
he's a fraud. You know what I mean? You know, three-card Molly. you know, bamboozle, Ponzi scheme type of dude, man. I'm telling you. You know, just get everybody money. You know, just get everybody to the ballpark. You know, I'm going to die to get a championship trophy here and all that. That's a bunch of garbage, man. You know what I mean? What happened to that guy? Is that guy duct taped in somebody's basement right now? You know, is this a clone of John Middleton? What happened to that guy, John? Huh? It's a big brass ball, John. Huh? He's going to go after the trophy at all costs. Huh? What happened to that guy? You know, what happened to the guy that, you know, went out and got the guy that was highly, you know, sought after, you know, in the offseason back in, what's that, 2017, 2018? That guy went out there and got Bryce Harper. You know, what happened to that guy? You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I'm not going to act like John haven't done anything since he's been here. He spent a ton of money since he's been here, okay?
Yep.
But it's time, Chuck.
But it's time. That's what I'm saying, and I'm about to get to that. It's time, man. You know, and if you want to go in and go at Ruben, Ruben did everything he could to get this team over the hump, but this team just couldn't do it.
Yep.
In life, right? Let me ask you guys a question. If you failed at one marriage, right, and you meet somebody that's a beautiful woman, you know, after you got divorced or whatever the case may be, and she wants to get married, would you not marry her because you failed in your first marriage?
Of course not. I mean, I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, in life, you're going to fail. You know what I mean, John? But that don't mean you should stop trying. You know, here's the thing, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you, if this one don't work, it's a wrap.
But it's a wrap. I hear you. I understand. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, too. I just got to use that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You know,
24 years, if this one don't work, it's over with. Yeah,
but you also 60.
You get his point.
I know. I just felt like I needed to say that.
Yeah. Make yourself clear. That's good.
Yeah, you almost 60, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But listen, all jokes aside, man, you know, I would like this guy, you know, to do whatever he can to go out there and get. And I don't want to get somebody at the trade deadline named Greg Boyd or, you know,
Greg Boyd.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, somebody that's just, you know, Greg
just
Boyd.
A guy. Just a guy.
Greg Boyd, you know, is the name. That is a good one, Chuck. That is a name. Yeah, don't go. Yeah,
like, it's just like, don't go after these little, you know, guys. Don't get you a guy, man. And the thing about it is this. You don't even need much. You have the team already built here, man. You have to cuss, you know. And I know I talk my trash about the Phillies, right? But it'd be April when I'm talking like that. You know what I mean? You know, the only person that pretended to know baseball in April is Jack. You know what I mean? It's too long of a season. You know what I mean? So it's too long of a season. So I always talk trash about them in April. But come July, June, you know, August, you know, September.
Yeah, this is when you lock
October.
In. Yeah, lock in.
I'm locked in. You know what I mean? I'm wearing red and white goggles then. But, you know, so I'm locked in right now. It's my time. And this guy's playing games, and I can't afford to play games right now. So, John, please, I'm begging you, man. Do something, man. Do something, man. You know, live up to your name, man. Listen, push the chips in for the chip.
Yes, push the chips in for the chip. All in Middleton. That's what we want.
Exactly. And you know what? A couple weeks ago, I got this started because, you know, he was the guy that I was selling stock on. When you guys did that show.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
What do you want to whine about?
Yeah. Do you have a whine?
Yeah. You ain't got to rush me, man. You know, I don't really get
rush you.
Man.
We got to get to that.
All right, let me see.
Rush you. You've been on for 5 minutes.
All right, let me say this. I want to say the cell phone carriers, you know, particularly, you know, AT&T.
Nope. Dump that.
Send me a bill. You know what I mean? In July.
Seriously, boss.
When I didn't even pay the July bill yet. You know what I'm saying? These bills are too outrageous. These cell phone companies are too outrageous, man. I'm telling you, they send you out bills before they even the next month even come out.
All right.
I don't want to see I owe $300 and I only owe $120.
All right. There he is. Chuck, I knew wine was going to be a dangerous one. Today's show is a message to the Phillies and John Middleton. Tell them to go all in. We want it. They deserve it. We deserve it. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a guy, all he does is whine. No, he doesn't, actually. We'll talk about Eagles training camp and the potential new dome for the Eagles with Elliot Shore Parks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.